Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the second time ever, we bring back a wildly popular segment, Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted on Evan and Tiki.
So the way it works is that we found some very old tweets from WFAN coworkers. And I am going to read said old tweet, and then Tiki Barber will guess who posted this. Who from the FAN staff posted said old tweet?
On Twitter, now X.
Now X. That's why we call it Posted and Toasted.
Who X'd it?
That was our previous name. So are you ready for our first post?
Yes.
From April 4th, 2014, our waitress just said, "I'm way hotter than Tony Romo. She clearly is just fishing for a tip."
Is there a multiple choice?
Here are your four choices. Brandon Tierney, Evan Roberts, Tommy Lugauer, or Greg Giannotti.
Oh, it's definitely Giannotti.
You're wrong.
Oh, what? Giving a multiple choice.
How is that wrong?
Why would you say definitely Giannotti?
Because it's like a snarky tweet.
That our waitress thinks I'm way hotter than Tony Romo?
Yes, and he kind of looks like Tony Romo.
You're wrong.
I think I'm getting good at this game. Can I guess?
Yeah. So now we're down to Loogie, Brandon Tierney, and me.
Context clues. 2014, Tony Romo. Brandon Tierney's wife's from Dallas. It's Brandon Tierney.
You're wrong.
Oh, damn.
Is this Loogie?
I mean, what are you?
You're wrong.
Evan, it was me, damn it.
What?
I mean, lies for 100, Alex.
Right.
Like they were going out for a nice jog in the walk.
You compared your looks to Tony Romo?
Our waitress, and I'll never forget this, we were at the Final Four. At the Final Four. And the waitress said to me, "You're way hotter than Tony Romo." And I forget the context. I think we were talking about Tony Romo being
hot.
Was
this the Final Four in Indianapolis?
No, I think it was Dallas, Texas.
Oh, wow.
If memory serves correct, you have to look that up. April of 2014, where was the Final Four? And that will tell you the answer. Actually, I don't think it was Dallas. I think Dallas was 15. But either way, I do remember that a waitress said that to me. And I was like, come on. You're just looking for a tip. I'm not hotter than Tony Romo.
It was in Arlington.
See? Wow. We even went to multiple choice and you guys couldn't get it right.
Got to the fourth choice.
All right, here it is. Post number two. These gas lines are something, huh? I think we can all now appreciate what women have to go through at public bathrooms. This is from November 12th, 2012. These gas lines are something, huh? I think we can all now appreciate what women have to go through at public bathrooms. Are you ready for your four choices?
Yes.
We have Tommy Lugauer.
Well, he doesn't have a car.
Al Dukes, Jerry Recco, and Keith McPherson.
Huh, sounds like Jerry Recco.
You're wrong.
What?
Jeez. Sean, you want to guess?
I think it's Loogie.
Loogie!
You are correct!
That was, in fact, me. That
you
was
don't
right.
Even have a car. How the hell was that you?
No. And the reason I know this is Loogie, I might have been with him when he posted this tweet. This was post-Sandy, and I had no gas in my car, and Loogie picked me up to come work with him at the station so he didn't have to do work by himself, and we sat on a gas line together.
I'm still confused what that has to do with being a woman. Can you explain that one to me?
Yeah, so if you've ever gone out to anything, a bar, a sporting event, there's nobody online for the guys.
A cheer competition that I was just at, with mostly females, moms, and girls that are cheering.
the bathroom lines were insane.
Oh, I get
for
you.
The women.
And then you
take the ladies' room, and it's long. I'm sorry. I understand there's like maybe one or two more steps a female does in the bathroom that we don't do. It should not create that long of a damn line. They're talking in there. They're gossiping. They're powdering their nose. Hurry it up.
That does make sense. All right, here it is. Post number three. This is from June 4th, 2012. If Richard Dawson had sex with 25% of the women he kissed on set, he'd give Wilt a run for his money. Interesting. Our three choices are Evan Roberts, Greg Giannotti, Brandon Tierney, or Boomer Esiason. Again, if Richard Dawson had sex with 25% of the women he kissed on set, he'd give Wilt a run for his money.
That's Gio.
You're wrong.
What? Eventually, T, you'll get one, right?
I'm going BT.
You're going BT?
Jet Life Stadium.
You are correct. That's BT. But you don't know your ex-partner very well.
Yeah, I guess not.
You're surprised he's commenting about Richard Dawson and having sex? Yes. Is that the surprise?
Yes, because he pretends to be so clean on social media.
See, I'm learning something about BT looking at old tweets and looking at everyone's old tweets. And this may help you in the future. It seems like he makes a lot of comparisons to sports with things that aren't sports related. Now, I may do the same thing, too, by the way, so I'm not looking down on him. I probably do if I went through my old tweets, which
right.
I do.
To make it relatable for those who don't know what the hell you're talking
correct.
About.
So Richard Dawson was, if memory serves correct, I think he was the host of Family Feud who would kiss everybody on the lips awkwardly. And he must have just died. And so the comparison is, if he was making love to each woman that he was kissing, my God, he would give Wilt Chamberlain a run for his money because Wilt apparently slept with 10,000 women. As I explained.
Not possible.
I explained the comparison to you. So there you go. That may help you in the future. All right, number four. I either have the worst timing in the world when it comes to farting and people walking into a room right afterwards, or I fart a lot. That's from February 3rd, 2013. Who posted that? Was it Sean Morash, Greg Giannotti, Chris McMonagle, or Al Dukes?
That's definitely Sean Morash.
You're wrong.
What?
You always blame the fat guy.
Yeah, that's clearly what he did, by the way. So you think that Sean thinks he farts a lot or awkwardly walks into rooms after farting?
Yeah. See, and that's the thing. Now, if I'm going to guess, Al would not admit that. McMonagle's a fat guy, wouldn't say that. So it's who was left? Gio? It's Gio.
You losers!
Got it right. That's a Greg Giannotti tweet from February 3rd, 2013.
Sean's getting good at this.
Very good. Very, very impressive. Our final one on this edition of Posted and Toasted. Quote, and by the way, I want context on this because this is very, very impressive. It's similar to last week. Someone around here knew the future. Now, last week we had a tweet, a post, from Boomer Esiason, correctly identifying Leon Rose as the next GM of the Knicks right after they acquired Andrea Bargnani.
Yep.
This is very similar. This post tells the future. This is from July 22nd, 2015. And the context matters because at this moment, the guy in question, the guy being talked about in the post, was still an active player in the NFL.
Huh.
Quote, Christopher Columbus, a real moron, but I'm glad he came over. That's quote. LOL. I'm dying listening to Pat McAfee clips. This guy really needs a TV show. And this was while he was an active NFL player. Huh. So someone around here quoted Pat McAfee, quote, Christopher Columbus, a real moron, but I'm glad he came over, LOL. I'm dying listening to old Pat McAfee clips. This guy needs a TV show. Here are your options. Number one, Evan Roberts. Number two, Tiki Barber. Number three, Sal Licata, or number four, Keith McPherson.
I'm going to say Sal.
You're wrong.
Keith.
You're wrong.
Tiki, I love you, bro. It was you!
Hit and bust.
you don't even remember correctly identifying Pat McAfee as the next great TV host?
I don't.
Yeah, that was you from July 22nd, 2015.
Now I got to go find that Christopher Columbus clip.
Yeah, I'm curious. Now, McAfee played in the 2015 and 2016 season.
Right, it was right near the end, though.
Yeah, well, he had two more years in the NFL. Yeah. As he said, now, where did he say this? I have no idea. Maybe, in fact, he probably did an interview with you. No, you said, quote, I'm dying listening to old Pat McAfee clips. So maybe you were down some rabbit hole of old interviews of Pat McAfee.
But I don't know why I would have been down a rabbit hole of Pat McAfee interviews.
Yeah.
He must have been doing something that was like you could see that he was going into media while he was still playing. Because I mean, look, guys do that now.
Yes,
but it was. I don't know. I don't remember that at all. That's how disconnected I am.
Now, thank you very much for Posted and Toasted. If you have found old posts that you would like to identify in a segment, certainly let me know. In fact, email. What's my email address? Evan. No. The RicoB at gmail.com. That's the one.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.